Janetta White has already raised kids of her own, but 3 years ago, already in her 50s, she became a parent again. White took in 4 foster children, all siblings, all now under the age of 8, and she says it gave her new perspectives on raising and educating her kids.
They already come to you lacking a lot. That's why they're in the foster system. So as a parent, you have to go that extra mile.
Actually, for White, it's more like 7 extra miles. Frustrated with the public school where the kids were going, White enrolled them across town at Our Lady of Hungry Catholic School with the help of Indiana's new private school voucher program. It's a 20-minute drive each way, every school day.
Well, okay, so we have to transport them. So what? That's the least of our problems. The biggest problem that we looked at overall academically is what we have to offer them and what the public schools were not offering them. And we like, hey, we got to do something about this.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, oh my God, I firmly believe.
Our Lady of Hungary is a parish school in a working-class South Bend neighborhood. At 211 students, enrollment is up 60% this year, thanks in part to an influx of students from the voucher program. White went to grade school here growing up and was drawn back by the prospect of a small school and individual attention for her kids.
I wanted the education for the kids' sake because they needed the special education that private schools have that public schools don't have.
But voucher school opponents say this view confuses the roles of public and private schools. Indiana State Teachers Association Vice President Teresa Meredith is a lead plaintiff in the lawsuit challenging the voucher program on the grounds it violates the state constitution. But Meredith is also concerned about private schools placing admissions requirements on students even if they're part of the voucher program. She worries low-performing students with vouchers might hear things like this from private school administrators.
You're not good enough to be a part of the voucher program and come to our school. Or, well, you might be. So we're going to let you come here for a few days. And if we like what we see, we'll keep you. And that is absolutely wrong.
Meredith fears the voucher program will take away money from public schools, where she says students who need the most help are most able to get it.
That money should be put into the public schools to help make sure those children most at risk, to make sure their needs are met, and that we get them where they need to be so that they're successful.
So should Indiana public schools brace for an exodus of families like Janetta White's?
I'm not sure how much public schools should be worried that their students will leave.
IU Assistant Professor Ashlyn Iko Nelson studies economics and education policy.
What I would be worried about is sort of whether or not this addresses the key issues that we care about, which seem to be student achievement gains over time.
In other words, Nelson says it's not clear voucher schools are good for students, but it's not clear they're bad for them either. Janetta White says she sees it differently.
So what? It takes money from public schools. My thing is, and I said I'm not anti-public schools, but public schools should have been doing what they should have been doing in the first place. And I, as one parent, would not have been dissatisfied.
White is in the process of adopting her 4 foster children. She plans on keeping them in private school as long as she can. And she hopes public schools will take the voucher program as a wake-up call. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.